March 30, a deep and living experience. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard him. Hebrews 2:3, Revised Standard Version. I saw that we should not put off the coming of the Lord. Said the angel, prepare, prepare for what is coming upon the earth. Let your works correspond with your faith. I saw that the mind must be stayed upon God, and that our influence should tell for God and his truth. We cannot honor the Lord when we are careless and indifferent. We must be in earnest to secure our own soul's salvation and to save others. All importance should be attached to this, and everything besides should come in secondary. I saw the beauty of heaven. I heard the angels sing their rapturous songs, ascribing praise, honor, and glory to Jesus. I could then realize something of the wondrous love of the Son of God. He left all the glory, all the honor which he had in heaven, and was so interested for our salvation that he patiently and meekly bore every indignity and slight which man could heap upon him. He was wounded, smitten, and bruised. He was stretched on Calvary's cross and suffered the most agonizing death to save us from death, that we might be washed in his blood and be raised up to live with him in the mansions he is preparing for us, to enjoy the light and glory of heaven, to hear the angels sing, and to sing with them. I saw that all heaven is interested in our salvation, and shall we be indifferent? Shall we be careless as though it were a small matter whether we are saved or lost? Shall we slight the sacrifice that has been made for us? A book has been given us to guide our feet through the perils of this dark world to heaven. It tells us how we can escape the wrath of God, and also tells of the sufferings of Christ for us, the great sacrifice that has been made that we might be saved and enjoy the presence of God forever. A form of godliness will not save any. All must have a deep and living experience. This alone will save them in the time of trouble. Then their work will be tried of what sort it is, and if it is gold, silver, and precious stones, they will be hid in the secret of the Lord's pavilion.